Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. God, can you take it? Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE-855-732-556. There, remember, Kimberly Marin will join us in just a few minutes. Always appreciate her time with us. A lot of good news, a lot of great stories to have some fun with. In the next hour. This hour we'll have some fun with some of the FBI stuff that's going on and what have you. You know, and then let me see what else is here. I love all these great stories. Mayor Bowser, her second request for National Guard help, denied by the Pentagon. Well, heck, you could have it on January 6th. You would allow it. What do you need it now for? What else is there? Let's see. Minneapolis. Wild Greg Salon closes, the latest victim. You know, this was a hot spot in town. But now what's happening is some of these cities or little towns are closing. No, not just the businesses, the whole town. Crazy. Because they're struggling to make ends meet. Right? And you got more and more people coming in, you know, being flown in, coming into town. And the economy that supposedly is now robust and moving is not necessarily robust and moving for them. We're hearing through NBC's, I can't even know if I'm pronouncing this right. Yamichi Alcindor. She says people are very worried about Trump entering the race in 2024. That's why they're so upset. You can't smoke enough dope to have any of this make sense. She said on her Monday show on MSNBC's Jose Diaz Ballard reports that people on the Democrat side of things are very worried. See, the recent report showed that 74% of voters believe that the country's headed in the wrong direction. She's spinning that to mean the reason they think that we're in the wrong direction, heading in the wrong direction, because it looks like President Trump is going to make it again. I mean, that's like pretzel twisting, is it not? Come on, let's be honest. And it's hilarious. Because, no, let's just be honest. It's hilarious that these people actually believe this stuff. I love it. Anyway, let's see. If I can pull this up, I'll do it. Let me see. You'll just have to listen. If I can get it. Of course, you know, I won't get it. You know why? Here we go. Come on. All right. Well, best laid plans. Anyway, she really believes And she states it very clearly and succinctly, that the reason people believe that we're in the wrong direction is because Trump and Republicans might take back Congress and the presidency. Now, again, notice that they don't deal with any of the issues that are actually going on in the real world. Doesn't bother her, them, her, it, weans at all. All right, take a look.
And I've been out on the campaign trail. I'm in Alabama just today doing some stories about sort of redistricting and the political atmosphere in this state. But what you see really is, on the Democratic side, people that are very, very worried about the direction of this country. They're very worried, especially about former President Trump possibly coming back into power, or former President Trump or another Republican.
Yeah, this is the 94, I mean, this is the 74% of people, according to her. It has nothing to do with where the economy's at, and everything in the world to do with whether or not President Trump will take office again. When in reality, she's lying to you. See, we can't let them get away with this anymore. You have got to call them out on this stuff. It's nuts that we don't. I mean that with all sincerity. Try to be nice. Yeah, okay, whatever. But really, in all sincerity, we can't let them get away with this anymore. You can't let it slide. Call them out. Friends, family members, whoever they are, when they start going down this road with this crap, don't let them do it. Do not let them get away with it. Because then, you know what? You're just as much at fault as they are. Let me see if I can get this to work.
Stealing the election in 2022 or 2024, because we've seen so many election deniers be elected. So a lot of Democrats on the Democratic side, they're very worried about abortion also and abortion rights. And then on the Republican side, I can tell you that I'm also hearing from people that, especially some that are unfortunately believing conspiracy theories and lies about the election of 2020, they're worried that the country is going in the wrong direction because they're seeing too many people say that the election was free and fair, which of course it was. You're also hearing a lot of anxiety based on my reporting about inflation and about gas prices, because you have a lot of Republicans running around the state who are around the country also that are really saying this is going to be an economic situation that we're not going to recover from, and that President Biden is leading the country off of a cliff here.
Notice how she says this is a Republican thing. Only the Republicans are running around talking about it. Like, there's no Democrats talking about it, right? But you can play piece after piece after piece of CNBC, CNN, MSNBC, the whole nine yards, they're doing it too. But she can't say that, right?
Escápate con una oferta increíble en el evento.
Yes, of course. 855 Real Joe. 855 Real Joe. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin joins me right after the break.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. True, I mean, seriously, be part of the solution. Okay? And the only way you do that is you get informed. You just heard me talking some real whack. Don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But some real whack. We're going to do it again in a second because maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe I'm too stupid to know better. You know what I'm saying? Possible. But let me bring on somebody who knows a heck of a lot more than I do. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, I know you didn't hear that last one because you told me, but I think you're going to need some aspirin for this one. Okay?
We're going to need something stronger than that.
I mean, seriously, this, I heard this, and here's the premise of the whole thing, right? I guess her name is Yamiche Alcindor, said that many people are very worried about Trump stealing the election in 2024, which is why 74% of people who were recently polled said registered voters polled said that the country was headed in the wrong direction. She says that number is so high because they're worried about Trump getting back in. Okay? I mean, you can't smoke enough dope to have this make sense. Take a listen.
No, she must. Okay.
Take a listen. No, no. You're going to be chewing on your tongue any second now. Hold on. And you know what's going to happen, right? There we go. Okay, you got to give it a second because they love to screw with me. But anyhow, really, you look at her face while she's talking.
And I've been out on the campaign trail. I'm in Alabama just today doing some stories about sort of redistricting and the political atmosphere in this state. But what you see really is, on the Democratic side, people that are very, very worried about the direction of this country. They're very worried, especially about former President Trump possibly coming back into power, or former President Trump or another Republican stealing the election in 2022 or 2024, because we've seen so many election deniers be elected. So a lot of Democrats on the Democratic side, they're very worried about abortion also and abortion rights. And then on the Republican side, I can tell you that I'm also hearing from people, that especially some that are unfortunately believing conspiracy theories and lies about the election of 2020, they're worried that the country is going in the wrong direction because they're seeing too many people say that the election was free and fair, which of course it was. You're also hearing a lot of anxiety based on my reporting about inflation and about gas prices, because you have a lot of Republicans running around the state, who are around the country also, that are really saying this is going to be an economic situation that we're not going to recover from, and that President Biden is leading the country off of a cliff here. So on both sides, in both political parties, you're seeing a lot of anxiety. Add to that, Jose, that we're still living in the middle of a pandemic. More than 1 million Americans have died, and I think while we are always doing sort of...
Blah, 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 Trump fault, Trump fault, blah, 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 Trump fault, Trump fault. 74% of Americans are looking at the economy. If you look at other polls that say, you know, even though gas prices have come down a bit, people are still, the majority of people are still worried about the economy, but they can't figure it out.
Yeah, because she's either intentionally lying, which is what elected Democrats do, or she's a complete moron. Today, Ford just said that they're going to lay off 3,000 workers. 3,000 salaried workers across their organization because they need to focus on green energy cars. So they're killing 3,000 jobs for useless cars, thanks to Joe Biden and the climate cult and Democrats. Not only that, but PricewaterhouseCoopers did a survey of corporations and businesses across the country. 50% of those corporations surveyed said, yes, we foresee laying off in the future because we are concerned and we have no idea what to actually expect. The Biden administration and Democrats just raised corporate taxes. They're doing all this other stuff, and corporations, it's uncertainty. I mean, the Dow fell, over 600 points today? It's uncertainty in the future. This is what happens when you have a Democrat in office.
Oh, no question about it. There is no question about what's going on, what's happening, and why. People just don't, you know, again.
These people are morons. Look, like I said, she's either a complete moron, which is very possible, or she's intentionally lying to people because she knows full well that what Democrats and the Biden administration are doing is intentional to destroy this country. Take your choice. Either way, it's criminal.
I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. All right, where is we?
Do you know how many morons I talk to every day?
Oh, I do know. I do know. Well, wait a minute. Let's do this just for giggles, okay? Let me finish that. It's less than another 30 seconds. Take a listen.
Talking about all of the different political implications and political developments, I think a lot of people simply are feeling very scared about their personal lives and scared about the future and sort of their ability to survive and thrive in this country.
Yeah, because of Democrats, you dumb broad.
You know, it is amazing. They are definitely the kings. Well, you know what? It's not even that they're the king and queen of spin. What's really funny is that they speak to this stuff. They don't even blink. It doesn't seem to bother them at all.
They can't do anything but lie, Joe. You know that. Democrats lie about their own policies, and they lie about Republicans. I mean, I don't know if you saw over the weekend, but that union thug, Randy Weingarten, who hates your children,
yep,
sent out this thing, this list, say, these are the books that are banned in Florida public schools. It was a complete lie.
Yep.
It was a complete lie. But she sent it out anyway. She did take it back after she was called out for it, but it was a complete lie.
Did they use the stereotypical, you know, somebody in my office sent that, I'm sorry I didn't check
I didn't
it out ahead of time.
I didn't see what her excuse was for lying.
No, but that's usually what they do, you know?
But they don't actually, many Democrats, like my senators, they don't apologize for lying. They just can keep doing it.
Oh, and
that's
with a straight
do.
Face. With a straight face.
Yes, they lie. They will lie right to your face. They don't care. That's what I don't get about people who support Democrats. Like, you can easily find out their lies. You can easily look up their lies. I mean, I provide people with facts all the time. Here, this is what's really going on. When I provided Democrats with the CBO report saying that, yes, people earning under 400K would be audited by the IRS, they still didn't believe me. The CBO! Come on.
Well, we gotta go for a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Marin when we return.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's official. Attorneys for former President Trump have asked a federal judge to prevent the FBI from continuing to review documents the agency recovered from his Florida estate. at least until a neutral special master can be appointed. A member of his legal team had signaled late last week that the court action was coming. Federal investigators executed a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago earlier this month, seeking to recover classified documents that were supposed to stay in Washington when he left office. Trump said he declassified all of the documents, but experts say Trump can't just unilaterally make that proclamation. The nation's top infectious disease expert will leave the federal government in December. Dr. Anthony Fauci became a household name in the last couple of years and the subject of partisan attacks due to guidance he gave to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. The 81-year-old is stepping down after 5 decades in public service. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's...
We are back. Oh, looks like I'm sinking down on the desk.
Baby, baby.
We are back. Toby Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. I keep telling you that because it's the truth. It's a true statement. Don't be spewing garbage because you don't have a clue. It doesn't help anybody. So 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Kimberly Murren joins me. She does every week. Always love the time that she spends with us. Kimberly, you know, the Gascon recall died.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it died for other reasons, but, you know, whatever.
I'm totally sketched out about that whole situation.
Well, as we're doing a little digging and doing a little more digging and a little more digging, what we're finding out is the company, now I can't, I'm only going by some of the friends that are doing some journalism on this. They have come back and said almost, let me see, there was almost 70-some-odd thousand signatures that were not checked, actually more than that. So they weren't verified, therefore they went to the county registrar to be counted. They said, well, wait a minute, let me give you some of the numbers they got, even though they said they had it all covered. 185,000 total, well, almost 196,000 were found to be invalid. That is 89,000 not registered. 43,000 signed it more than twice or more. 32,000 had a different address. 9,000 had mismatched signatures. 5,000 were out of county. I did not know you could cancel your signature. 7,300 canceled their signature, and other reasons were almost 10 grand. But the part that bothers me the most, the company collected $3.5 million, and their only job was to get these petitions signed and checked.
That's what I just wanted to ask you. So this was a private company that did this? It wasn't an activist group that did it?
Nope.
Oh, well, that's why. Come on, people.
This is what the Republican Party does all the time, and not just Los Angeles, but the state of California. You know, and then they wonder why they get beat. So
I can't even.
Well, yeah, just the signatures alone could have saved a lot of money and time if we knew we were at. And I think they got overwhelmed with the stuff that was coming in. I think people weren't asking that question. Have you already signed it? I said to people, look, if you're not sure, sign it again. That's fine. One will wipe out the other. But don't just sign it to sign it, because you're going to make us look like fools. That's exactly what happened. You know, now he feels emboldened to be even worse.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Oh, you guys they have no idea what he's going to do to you all.
No, I mean, nobody can. I don't think very many people can get that evil to think how far he's going to go.
No, normal people cannot think that evil. No, absolutely not.
Unreal. It just doesn't stop. All right. I was telling you earlier that the American people are angry. They're teed off, to keep it clean, right? And just before the president was inaugurated, remember he said it was going to be a very dark winter. You remember that?
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
He led everybody to believe, you know, that it had to do with Trump and all the bad stuff he did. It was going to come back to haunt us. We were going to have to dig out of it and yada, yada, yada. And now you look at it, it's all self-imposed.
Of course it is. That's why it was foreshadowing.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Overwhelming majority of Americans are angry and frustrated with the direction of the country. An overwhelming amount of Americans don't see the economy turning around, even though gas prices have eased up a little bit. They're teed off about the illegals.
Oh, God, it's so horrifying.
Right? You've got... They're even mad about... I mean, think about something. Years ago, you could gin people up just by saying, oh, they're going to kill Roe versus Wade, and that would be like at the top of everything. Now, even though it's been killed, it's kind of second-day news, and people are still teed off about the millions of illegals coming over the border. Right now, I'm going to do a story later on about how they're opening up. I don't know if you heard this in New York City. They're opening up some of the most expensive restaurants to the people coming over the border, the illegals. Not the veterans sleeping in the street. No, the illegals. Go figure.
And you know who's going to pay for that?
Oh, the New Yorkers.
Yep.
Until they get federal help. And then you and I will pay for it.
Oh, I mean, I just saw a video today with Klaus Schwab, the founder and leader of the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
And he's talking to people, and he's like, yes, we have partnerships with the media, governments, and NGOs. Well, you know what an NGO is. They're the non-governmental organization that are bringing all the illegals over here. And then once they get here, they set them up all over the country, give them free food, free phones, free clothes, free housing.
And yet, our veterans are in the streets, not getting the services they need.
Yep.
Isn't that great?
We have still massive drug issues in this country. Now the cartels are sending over fentanyl that looks like candy so they can kill our kids. They're already killing teenagers, but they want to kill even younger kids. I can't believe we're all allowing this. People still aren't paying attention. I'm really disgusted with Democrats. I think the Democrat voters and supporters, they need to get their heads out of their behinds, because this is going to affect them too. If they think, oh, it's going to be all unicorns and fairy tales and pixie dust because we're going to have green energy. Oh, my goodness. There's going to be no more cow flatulence. If they think that's the way it's going to be, they're out of their freaking minds.
You know,
they're going to be screwed, and their kids and their grandkids are all going to be screwed as well.
Oh, listen.
It's going to be a long, dark winter.
I am there with you. I just came from, you could say, a security briefing and some information on fentanyl, and the L.A. County Sheriff was there as well. And one of the things that he really beat home, which is so true, is that the Chinese are sending the fentanyl to Mexico for a reason.
Yep.
See, the cartels have to finish it off. They have to work it into different pills and work it into different product.
Right.
And, you know, it's cheap and easy to make and what have you, but, you know, extremely dangerous. It's also meant to induce, like, almost immediate addiction. But here's the deal. They were telling us, they said, look, if you think about this, the Chinese would have a hard time getting into the country, but if they sell it to the cartels and the cartels do what they have to do with it and then bring it up over the border, nobody's stopping them. Nobody's stopping the cartels from doing anything.
Nope. And no. And this is we are being, war is being waged on us by China through the cartels, thanks to Joe Biden and Democrats.
Yep.
That's what's happening in this country right now, and that's what Democrats aren't understanding. It's going to affect their kids, too. You notice how they're all complaining. Oh, they're whining. Oh, Governor Abbott is sending illegals to our sanctuary city. We really didn't mean it. Yeah? It's going to get way worse. Wait until you see.
I'll tell you what I love. I'm going to do a story about that later on, too, as far as what they're screaming for. She was just turned down. The mayor of D.C. was just turned down for the second time to have National Guard come in. And I'm trying to figure out what the reasoning is behind that. Why would they turn down their own? Any thoughts?
That's a good question. Wait, I got to think about that. Because they can't. They can't. You can't be for open borders and sanctuary cities and say, and then say, oh my God, no, I can't handle it. You know, because it's only the elites complaining about it. I mean, they don't care about their voters. They don't care about the regular people on the street. They don't care that how much it might affect schools or how much crime is going to increase, because the cartels are sending over young men. Young single men, that is who is coming into our country. It's not all these families with their kids and trying to escape to get a better life. No, 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 no. You see them climbing off the bus one after another, single young men.
Yep. Yep.
That's what they're sending here.
Interesting. It's interesting to watch that and try to figure out what's going on. I mean, you and I got a grip on it, but most people look at it, they really can't put it all together. And it's really sad because, it ain't that hard. You don't need a college degree for this.
No. Joe, we're sending another almost $1 trillion to Ukraine. In the meantime,
well,
we
Joey
have a
B
war.
Was running out of money. He needs a seventh mansion or something.
We have a war being waged on our border, and the Biden administration and Democrats are doing nothing to stop it. And this affects all of us. When Governor Abbott and other border state mayors, including Democrats, say, look, this affects all of you. It's not just affecting us here at the border. It affects every single person across this whole country. And the coastal elites are finally getting a taste of their own medicine.
Got to go for a break. WC, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Marin on the other side. We'll be right back.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, it's just simple. Head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Look, the slippers are down to like $29. You can't go wrong. You know what I'm saying? Really, seriously, get in there. God bless. They have doggy beds. They have slippers. They have pillows, pillowcases. They have mattresses. They have all kinds of towels. I like the towels a lot. You got all kinds of stuff there. And right now, he's doing blowouts, so you get two for one in some cases. If you use promo code Joe, you could save 60 or 70% in some cases. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on your way out. You'll save a boatload of money. And you'll be happy. Keep your jobs here in this country. Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate it. You've got some MyPillow stuff, don't you?
I got to be honest. I wasn't a big fan of my pillow at first, but it is the only pillow I can use that makes it so my neck doesn't hurt. Not even kidding.
Interesting.
I'm not even kidding. And when I bought my brand new mattress, which I got like fitted for, you know, they measured, did all this stuff. They said, oh, this pillow will help you. And it was like a $139 pillow. That sucks. I can only use my pillow. I'm not saying it for any promotion because it serves no purpose to me. It's the truth. It really, 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 it's the only one I can use. Yeah.
You know, at least you got rid of the pain. I'm glad to hear. You know, I got one of those hotheads, you know. So in the summer, I can only imagine. Anyway.
That's a shocker.
I walked right into that one. In the summertime, it really is one of those pillows that the air passes through and my head doesn't get hot and it's very comfortable.
God, that's the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool. And the sheets. I mean, we could spend an hour talking about
the
sheets.
Okay, just like the commercial, I do love my Giza Dream sheets. I really do.
They're different. They're so different. I'm a guy talking about it. I'm telling you, they're different.
Your favorite thing, the duvet covers. I love my duvet cover.
No. All right, let's move on. Apparently, the mullet is back in some way. It's about time we have some fun with stuff. This young guy grew a mullet. He might win $2,500 for growing a mullet. My God, I would have grown a mullet for $2,500. You know, I mean, what is that? Is that 80s?
Yes.
It's poor
I'm an
kid.
80s baby, yes.
Yeah, he might be, you know, this might hurt him for life. Remember Mikey, the cereal kid?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to be the mullet kid.
I'm hoping he just did it for, like, to win the money and, like, for the contest, and, like, he really doesn't walk around like that.
It took him 2 years to grow out his hair enough to do this.
Oh, my. Okay. I'm not.
You see what I'm saying?
They weren't good back then when it was, like, everybody had them. They were awful. Oh, my God. They were so awful.
The only thing I think of, when someone talks about a mullet, what is his name? Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. No, thank you. No. Anyhow, I thought it was kind of cute, kind of interesting.
It is cute, yeah. He's
you know,
a little cutie.
That poor kid's going to need psychiatric care. It's going to be a lot more than $2,500. You know, seriously.
He is a little cutie, though.
Yeah. You know, just amazing. All right. One of the, you're going to love this one. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, the city is just about closing down at this point in time. I mean, between the COVID-19 restrictions and between the issues with business, crime is up. You know, you go down the whole list of things that you're seeing happening everywhere, really, San Francisco, New York City, and other places. And again, what color, who runs the city? Let me see if I can figure this one out. Let me see. They got high crime. All right, high unemployment, stores are closing.
For sure, Democrat. I mean, you don't even have to look it up.
I know. But they run around telling everybody how great their policies are. And I got to tell you something, New York City, Chicago, even these people in Milwaukee, they have a hard time feeling bad for you. You keep voting them back in again.
Yeah, right? I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for you. You vote the same people in over and over and over, year after year after year, and they don't do anything different. Everything gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and they bring that stuff. They bring it every place they go, don't they?
Yes, they do. There was the mayor of Miami, who is a Republican, Cuban-American, was on Tucker tonight, and he was talking about how good Miami's doing. They have wicked low unemployment. They funded more police officers, so they have lower crime. They're not experiencing the big crime increase that all these other cities are experiencing. And Miami's doing great. They've gotten better. They had only 28 murders, I think, last year. And, like, in previous years, it was, like, in the hundreds. Like, a few hundred, a couple hundred. So they're breaking records. Or they have to look back in history to see when it's ever been this low. Because you know what? People are happy. They're paying. Oh, they also decreased taxes. So they cut taxes. So they did all this stuff. Businesses are flocking there. Businesses are flourishing. The residents are flourishing. There's lower crime. Guess what? That's how you do it.
God.
That's how you do it.
You look at this stuff. So to your point, Minneapolis, their restaurant, people going to restaurants are down almost 55%. Okay, since the beginning of COVID to now. However, Florida, they've seen a 30% surge in dining out. And to your point, crime is down. Okay. Most of the named hotspots, like the, if I was 25, I'd know what the hotspots were, but
Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're up.
They never kind of closed back down. Honestly, a lot of those didn't. You know, certain areas might have shut down. Like they tried to have people be more careful for spring break and stuff like that. But people were going to Florida throughout. I know people that live, that have houses there
and enjoy yourself and actually eat without having a mask on.
Right. Exactly. And they fared better. When you look at all the numbers throughout COVID, they actually fared better overall than these big Democrat-run states who ended up, you know, killing grandma in nursing homes. I'm looking at you, Cuomo.
So, yeah, right. So, two-thirds of Minnesota restaurants took on debt during COVID, over $500,000. That money is now due. They're not going to be able to stay open. Their places are closing down because they can't pay it back. There's no way to pay it back. The economy hasn't come back.
And it's not going to, thanks to the people who run that town.
No, I know. And again, they keep going back to the same old failed policies of Obama. Well, Obama keeps going back to his own policy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless. I'm, like I said, this is the one that really busted my chops. I'm going to talk about the next hour as well. And that is New York migrants, right? The ones that they're being dropped off from Texas. They're giving them luxury rooms in luxury hotels. And I was pretty peeved about this because I was saying to myself, you got veterans sleeping in the street there. And this is the best you could do for them? Are you for real?
Yep, they're for real.
God bless.
Yep. And guess what? The New York City taxpayers will be paying that until the federal funds kick in, and then all of us will be paying for it.
Yeah,
they're not migrants. I want to correct you.
Illegal.
They're not migrants.
Excuse me.
They're illegal aliens.
Yes. You are correct.
That's what it even says in our Constitution. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know you've noticed this, and I've personally noticed it over just the past 5 years, that the left likes to change words. The left and the media all coordinate words. They used to call it drug addiction. You're a drug addict. Now they call it opioid, drug misuse. I'm sorry, how are you misusing heroin? Okay? They change words to make it different. They used to say gun control. Now they say gun violence. There's no such thing as gun violence. Guns are inanimate objects that can't commit an act of violence on their own.
A pedophile is a minor attracted person now. But you know that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they literally change words to make it not as bad as it really is. And they do it all the time, in coordination with the media, of course.
God. I mean, like I said, the more and more I do these stories, the more and more, I was talking about this thing, and I said, look, on my radio show, I do these stories all the time.
Yep.
So it's not a shock to me, and maybe to a degree I've become desensitized to it, because I see some of the stuff happening every night, all across the country, nobody seems to give a darn, and I don't know how you change it.
I was going to say, I don't know how we get out of this. I don't know how we survive this, to be honest with you.
Well,
I really,
first of all,
you got
to switch out the politicians. Once you switch out the politicians, you've got to be willing to take a little pain. There's no way out of this without a little pain. And people, they don't have the cojones anymore to put up with the pain to come out of it. How many people today would forego putting something on a credit card because they want it now?
Right.
So, and they don't care how much debt they're in. Anyway, all right, you. Where do people find you?
CriticRock.com and conservative ind on Twitter.
You know, if somebody asks me that question someday, I'm just going to say, I'll be the local beer and pizza joint. Come on down and buy me something. Anyway. All right, always a pleasure. Joe Messina, your host, got me for the next hour, people. Good luck to you. Really, seriously. We'll be right back.